Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Every week at this time, a full hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Our main feature tonight, which we're going to begin in just a moment with, is music of Tomas Luis de Victoria, sometimes called the Palestrina of Spain. It dates 1548 to 1611. We're going to hear what is probably his greatest mass, O Guam Gloriosum. We'll hear both the motet and the mass, with the choir of Westminster Cathedral, David Hill, Master of Music. We also have two motets from the Ars Nova by Philippe de Vitry, and also some harp music from the Italian Renaissance with Andrew Lawrence King, and more love songs of Francesco Landini. That was our feature last week with Anonymous Four. We'll have a few more of those, time permitting. Tomas Luis de Victoria was the greatest Spanish composer of the late Renaissance. Compared with the prolific Palestrina, the number of his works are not great. Compared with Byrd, Victoria's music is not so varied and wide-ranging. Indeed, placed beside the enormous output of, say, Lassus, Victoria's achievement seems to be very restricted. There's none of the dazzling virtuosity and broad culture, none of the extraordinary diversity of Lassus. Yet, in its narrow specialization in strictly liturgical or devotional function, Victoria's music is not only the most perfectly fit for its purpose, but the most perfectly styled and fashioned of its kind. Its emotional heart perfectly in accord with Roman Catholic liturgical ceremony in the Tridentine Rite. Even more than Palestrina's, Victoria's art is an expression of Catholicism as defined by the Council of Trent. Victoria was born in 1548 in Avila. As a youth, he learned his music as a chorister in the Cathedral of Avila. So promising was he that he was sent to Rome at 17 years of age, patronized by Philip II and by the Church, to study at the Jesuits' Collegium Germanicum. There he studied for the priesthood, and in 1575 he was ordained. Victoria's musical career in Rome brought him in contact with Palestrina, and the young Spanish priest was soon publishing his compositions in sumptuous editions. Even Palestrina was jealous. After his publications of 1585, including the famous set of Holy Week music, he achieved his desire and returned to take up the position of chaplain and chapelmaster at the Royal Convent of the Barefoot Nuns of St. Clair in Madrid, effectively the home and chapel of Philip II's sister, the Dowager Empress Maria. Just 20 masses have come down to us. 15 are parodies, masses based on a pre-existing work. One is freely composed, and 4, including 2 requiems, are paraphrase masses. That is to say, they are based on plain chant. The Missa O Quam Gloriosum Est Regnum is based on Victoria's own joyful motet of 1572. We're going to hear both the motet and the mass, and this mass has been the most loved and performed of all his masses in modern times. Here's a performance of it now by the Westminster Cathedral Choir, conducted by David Hill. The motet and the mass, O Quam Gloriosum, of Tomas Luis de Victoria.
Thank you.
and you have been listening to the music of Tomas Luis de Victoria, 1548 to 1611, his motet followed by his mass of the same name, O Quam Gloriosum, a performance by the choir of Westminster Cathedral, Master of Music, David Hill. And you're listening to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Next, some secular music. This is from the Ars Nova. The Ars Nova is that period, roughly 60 years from 1320 to 1380. It was called the Ars Nova to distinguish it from the period that preceded, which subsequently became called the Ars Antigua. And the champion of the new style was Philippe de Vitry. His dates circa 1290 to 1361, who introduced the term Ars Nova as the title of a treatise completed in about 1320, and the motet during the 14th century became the form of choice. We're going to hear two selections now by Philippe de Vitry, a performance here by the Early Music Consort of London, directed by David Munro.
Thank you.
Two selections there from the Ars Nova, two selections by Philippe de Vitry. We heard Impudente Circumvivi and Cum Statua, both performed by the Early Music Consort of London, directed by David Munro from a CD called Music of the Gothic Era, here on Distant Mirror. We're going to hear next harp music from the Italian Renaissance. The 25-string Gothic harp was played throughout the Renaissance, but around the middle of the 16th century, extra strings were added to make the instrument fully chromatic. The theorist Vincenzo Galilei, who was the father of the astronomer, incidentally, described the ars doppia, or double harp, with twice the usual number of strings, in his Dialogue on Music of 1581. The strings were arranged in two parallel rows, corresponding to the white and black keys of a keyboard. The harp, unlike the lute or harpsichord, did not have a large amateur following to create a market for published solo music. Nevertheless, there were a number of virtuosi who achieved international fame for their mastery of the double harp. We're going to hear one of them now. This would be Giuliano Caccini, sometimes referred to as Giulio Romano, who studied in Rome as a singer, lute player, and harpist before entering the service of the Medici in Florence. Here is a work of his now, Amorelli Mia Bella, a performance of it here by Andrew Lawrence King. Italian Renaissance harp music performed there by Andrew Lawrence King, performing on double harp, and that was music of Giuliano Caccini, 1546 to 1618, his Amarilli Mia Bella, from a Hyperion compact disc. That is the double harp, the Arpa Doppia, Andrew Lawrence King performing here on Distant Mirror. Well, we have a little bit of time left. We're going to hear Anonymous Four again. They were featured last week in a CD, my favorite CD by Anonymous Four, incidentally, The Second Circle, Love Songs of Francesco Landini. And we're going to hear four more right now.
Thank you.
And we have concluded Distant Mirror this week with more love songs of Francesco Landini, 14th century Italian composer from Florence. The Second Circle is the name of the CD. We heard La Bionda Tressa, Cara Mia Donna, Gran Piant Agli Occhi, and Ecco la Primavera. The reprise CD starts with that particular piece, which is Landini's most famous, and they wrap it up with it as well. Anonymous 4 from the Second Circle, Love Songs of Francesco Landini. Hope you enjoyed that. Next week we have an all-English program, English medieval songs. We're going to go back to the mid-12th century and the St. Godric songs. We also have medieval English music from the 14th century with the Hilliard Ensemble, and we'll hear some pavans and galliards of William Byrd. Thank you for listening to Distant Mirror. Help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at www.fm.org. I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Till next week at the same time, Salus et Vita.